be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace and blessings upon His chosen servants. Peace and blessings upon the Sayyidina Muhammad, our Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the son of Abdullah, and upon his family and companions, and whoever followed them on goodness to the day of judgment. And may we be among them. May we be among them, O most merciful. Allah ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said to his beloved, to his ignoble beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Prophet, we have sent you as a witness and a bearer of glad tidings and a warner and a caller to the way of Allah by Allah's permission and a light. And this light, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. He gives light to the way to Allah, and he takes away the darkness of shirk, of associating partners to Allah and disobedience to Allah, and takes away from disobedience to Allah's obedience. And whoever goes out of these gatherings where the people who have taken a portion from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his way, and they have a strong connection with him, whoever goes out of these gatherings, he goes out and there are deep and penetrating darknesses out there outside of these gatherings, deep and penetrating darknesses which destroy the hearts. This is what he finds when he goes outside of this majlis. And so these darknesses, they separate someone from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so no one is saved except who has a strong connection to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one is made firm except for the one who holds fast to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you, all of us, Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to reach. He has allowed us to reach this place and this wonderful place, this city, that has a very special connection, very strong, very deep and strong connection, from a father to his grandfather, from one inheritor to an next inheritor, going back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we remember. I remember my first time I made it here to this place. I heard from the scholars that every second that passes in these places that is not spent in the connection of your what's your purpose for being here, that's a loss. And every time we went out, and we went out of this city, and following on the way of these scholars, we were certain of that advice. So let's refresh our intentions and make a sincere intention for taking from this knowledge that's connected to this light, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and let's carry this light to those people who are in deep need of it. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to make us successful in this, and make us successful in following the one who stood up late in the night in prayer to the point where his feet were swollen. May we have success in following him, and praises to Allah, and peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I seek your forgiveness.
Oh.
Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. And peace and blessings upon the most ennobled prophet, Sayyidina Muhammad, and upon his family, and whoever followed his way to the day when wealth and children will not benefit anyone. Except the only thing that will benefit on that day is whoever comes to Allah with a pure heart. Oh Allah, we have no knowledge except what you have taught us. Oh Allah, may you expand our hearts. Will you expand my heart and make my affair easy and open up the knot of my tongue. Oh my beloved brothers, my beloved brothers, after a few days, we will greet the beloved and ennobled month of Ramadan. The month that Allah Ta'ala said about it, the month of Ramadan is the month that the Quran was sent down in as a guidance for people and a clear differentiation between righthood and falsehood. And so whoever sees this month, let him fast this month. But the question is, how will we greet this month? How will we greet this blessed month? We must, it's obligatory upon us to greet it. We must greet it with repentance to Allah and turning to Allah and returning whatever oppression or wrongdoing we've done to the people we've taken it from. And Allah Ta'ala has said in the Quran, O believers, return in repentance to Allah. Return in repentance to Allah. A sincere repentance. Said in the Quran, O believers, turn in repentance to Allah, sincere repentance, so that He may forgive your sins and enter you into Jannah. The day that this is a guidance from Allah. This is advice from Allah. This is advice from the Lord of the worlds. Because there are some people who has regret, and he cries a lot when his spirit reaches to the throat. He wishes he could return back to Allah. He wishes he could return in repentance to Allah. And that's the time when Allah will not respect anyone's repentance at that time. As Allah Ta'ala says, repentance is only for the ones who... to commit sins. Is that repentance is only for the ones who make repentance in their lifetime, not when they're at the time of death. It's obligatory upon us to purify our hearts and take advantage. I want to take advantage of this moment to mention our brother. We have sat with this brother much, and we have known him very well. He took proper provision from this world for the next life. He knew the next world, and he took proper provisions for it. We must follow them. We should be like this person that I have mentioned. We should follow them. We should follow our scholars. Whoever follows a nation, he is from them. They went out from this place. They went out from this place, but their hearts remained in this place. Whenever I went out from this place, the people asked me, "How is Habib Umar? How are the people over there?" Whenever they ask me this, I get affected. People are far away. We are far away from Habib Umar, and they know his worth. And we are here close to him, and we don't know his worth. So we ask Allah to give us forgiveness that will purify us, will purify our hearts and our bodies and our spirits, and may Allah allow us to understand the importance of this place and its worth to Allah. And peace and blessings of Allah be upon His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who ennobled us by allowing us to be present in this gathering. This blessed gathering, we ask Allah to make us affected by these men who are in these gatherings, so that we can follow their way and be close to them, and Allah will grant us outward and inward clothings of purity. This we have heard the word of my brother Sayyid Ali that affected our hearts, and there's no doubt it's the sincerity of his word that's what caused it to affect our hearts. And we ask Allah for sincerity, and may Allah make us the ones who are firmly grounded on the path of Deen, especially in these latter day times when things are changing so much. At the time that Rasulullah said, the person living in these times will be like the one who holds on to a coal. He holding on to his Deen will be like holding on to a coal, and no one will be saved in these times except who is close to his Sheikh and follows his Sheikh. Ali ibn Abi Talib, she said, whoever does not follow a proper Sheikh, a firmly grounded Sheikh, it's as if he is bankrupt. He has nothing. So we must. So we fear all kinds of strange things in these latter day times. We hear fatwas, verdicts in the deen, which are so strange. And we hear voices of misguidance in these times. We don't hear upright words except from the words of these upright men who have taken a proper inheritance from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have taken this deen from one father from his grandfather. They have taken it on a proper chain. And indeed, the people of this place, Tarim, the people of this school of Hadramaut of Tarim, they are the ones who have taken this proper knowledge in the proper chain, and they are the ones who have affected so many places in the world, in all different places in the world. They affected places by their character and their etiquettes and their lack of love of the dunya and their zuhud, and they affected people by their character. So we have to do nothing except to worship our Lord and be sincere in being present in these gatherings and being present in this Dora, this summer course. The one that is gathered in this summer course is etiquette, character, everything that a person needs for his life in this life and in the Akhirah. Everything that we need is gathered in this summer course, this Dora. May Allah Ta'ala give the proper reward to the people who set up this Dora. This school, this school of that is taken from our fathers, our righteous fathers, let us grant our proper position from this school. A provision of sincerity. How much have we seen? How many have we seen of mountains? Mountains. have indicated by sincerity. We must have sincerity in our presence in these gatherings, and we ask Allah to give us proper etiquettes with our sheikhs, with our scholars, and may Allah Ta'ala let us get a proper precision from these gatherings, and may Allah Ta'ala not allow us to make any action except following our mashayikh and following these scholars, and may we follow every schedule that's set up in this Dora and this place is according to the way of the Prophet and the way of these people of Allah. This way has given out nur, has given out light this way. So whoever follows this way, it will be following the Prophet. Following this way is in reality following the Prophet. And the person who follows this way, he will get openings from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah make us have a portion of these openings. And I didn't speak except from following the order of Habib Omar.
The hearing and the seeing, the Lord of Air, and he sent to us the bearer of tidings and warning, the radiant lead. He invited to Allah with inner sight, and so those responded who had an inner sight that was ignited, and those who responded due to Allah's decree, and those who have respond were the migrants and the helpers over the various ages. Those who Allah placed in the station of responding, and when they answered this call, when they responded, Allah, the one who knows the secret of the apparent, he answered their prayers. And Allah said, and those who strive for our sake, there will guide them to our task. Who were rightly guided, he increased them in guidance and gave them taqwa. So hopefully he'll see a response from us and you, because this call is great, and the one who is calling is great. He was sent by the God, the Divine, the Great. His beloved was great, the one of great character, and the one of a great station, and a great redeem, and great guidance, and had a great quality. May blessings and peace be upon him and his folk, as well as on the prophets and the messengers and the angels brought near and Allah's pious slaves. He said, so our responding is by our having a true aspiration, by our denying our caprice or our desire, and our rejecting any false claims or invitations to falsehood. That we must respond to the one who carried this invitation, the blessings of Allah and peace upon him, the one through whom Allah taught us the reality of responding in his saying, know by your Lord they will not believe until they make you a ruler between them and that which arises between themselves, and then they don't find in their souls any hardship and they surrender entirely. Allah, blessed and exalted is He. He said, take an example that we have been gentle to our slaves. We sent you as a mercy to them. If we had written upon them that they would kill themselves or drive themselves from their homes, they would not have done it except few. And were they to have done what they were commanded, that would have been better for them and more steadfast. And then we would have given them from ourselves a great reward, and we would have guided them to a straight path. So what is that which deludes them, which leads them away. With this offer that we've made, with this expanse that we've given, we speak to them this way, and we created them, and in our hand is their affair. And then someone offers some of the ornaments and fleeting possessions of this world, and they forget us. They forget our creating them, our bringing them into existence, our beneficence and grace upon them. Who makes an offer for which you would leave a sunnah, much less an obligation, or do something offensive, much less a forbidden thing? Who are those who make those offers? Which one of those who makes these offers cared for you when you were merely a drop of semen, when you were a zygote, when you were one of the, in a fetal state of stasis? And from where was the spirit blown into you? From where did you get hearing? Do you forget this quickly and take the offers of those who quickly will leave you and forsake you and will become will treat you, mistreat you quickly? He said, how could you forget the one who fashioned you from merely a seed and then nourished you and nurtured you? And he said, be mindful of his command, do not disobey him. Sin is a disease. Oh, you who created us and made us from the best of ummas. We ask Allah to make our hearts prepared to be steadfast on the straightest path and bring us to the station of the greatest nearness. And O Allah, do not deprive us of this generosity, O most merciful of the merciful and generous of the generous. And responding to this call and responding to this da'i that you heard of his saying, the meaning about him and the saying of those of refined intellect, O our Lord, we have heard a caller who calls that you believe to in your Lord, and we have believed. All of the people of refined intellects, they say this. The Sahaba, they heard it when he was in this worldly life. They heard it from his own voice and his own lips. However, he did not only make them hear, not only the companions heard, they had this distinction, but everyone hears who, for whom salvation has been decreed. He said, everyone in the wombs and the loins for whom Hajj is decreed responds to the call of Ibrahim. When he built the Kaaba, Allah said, and call the people that they make their pilgrimage. He said, how would they hear me? And he said, you call and we will make them respond. And he said, oh people, your Lord has commanded you to make pilgrimage to his house. So Allah made all of those in the loins and the wombs here until the day of rising. And those who responded, they come to the Hajj and they come to that noble edifice. And that is how the call of Muhammad is, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is a greater call and a more magnificent call and a more generous call, a noble call. He called, and those who hear, and this hearing is renewed when we hear the Quran recited, and this is its season, and the Quran is the place of this call. The Ramadan, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. When we recite the Quran in Ramadan in the likes of the month in which it was revealed, it's closer, it's more likely that we will hear, it's more likely we respond. You didn't hear the saying of that of the Salaf, he said, in each year in Ramadan I have a new opening that I didn't have in the previous year, and every year he had a new opening, and Allah is the one who renews and begins and renews. He is the one of the great throne, and he does as he wills. Connect to the Quran and have a portion of a connection to the Quran, and in it is the call of Muhammad. You will find this caller in the midst of this book calling you. Every letter of the letters of the Quran, were it not for his tongue, you would not have recited it, nor would you have known how to pronounce that letter. Whenever it is recited to you or you recite it, you have been called by that caller. And this is the call of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any of his traditions that we've heard, if there's any of the speech of the real, or the speech of his messenger, or the meanings of Allah, the speech of Allah and his messenger, if it came on a tongue that was connected to that heart, he is the one calling himself. He is the caller of the Lord. O our Lord, indeed we heard a caller calling that, making the proclamation of faith that you all believe in your Lord, serving the real and giving aid to guidance. And he said, the one who obeys the Emir has obeyed me, and the one who disobeys the Emir has disobeyed me. And he said, obedience is wherever you are. If you obey the one who represents me, obeying him is obeying me. And similarly, is like this, his call remains among us, persists among us. And he calls, otherwise how do we know these gatherings? Where do we know this connection between us? Where do we know this unity of hearts between the hearts of the West and those of the East? Groups came to this land. This isn't a place of worldly commerce. And the people of the East are here, and the people of the West are here, and the people of the five continents on the earth are here. Why did they come? What does this ascend? And who is the one who is inviting? And who is the leader? And who is the guide to this? And blessings upon him. Blessings of my Lord and his peace be upon him. He is the one through whom you were ennobled, and your guide, and the one who your Lord distinguished you with. He gave him to you as a great gift, and this was a great gift from him. Praise is for a Lord who gave us this distinction of having the Prophet Muhammad. He gave us many blessings, however, the foremost of them is Muhammad. O you who is the greatest sign for those that would reflect, and the greatest blessing that anyone would take advantage of, you traveled from a sacred precinct to another precinct in the night, and you ascended until you reached a station from the distance called Kab Hossein that no one else reached. Blessings of Allah and peace be upon him. He is your guide. He is Allah's gift to you. He is Allah's favor upon you. Praise is for Allah for the blessing of Al-Habib. Praise is for Allah for the blessing of this messenger. Praise is for Allah for the blessing of this guide to the straight path. Praise is for Allah who made us from his ummah. And may Allah raise you in the degrees of responding to his call. In accordance to that response will be your nearness on the day of meeting him, the day in which all the prophets and messengers congregate beneath his banner, as well as the Siddiqeen, the true saints, and those brought near. And no one will enter paradise until they take shade beneath the banner of the foremost of the people of paradise. Oh, how noble is that banner. May Allah make your eyes see him and make you of those who are present beneath his banner. First of all, the prophets crowd around him, Adam, Idris, Nuh, and Ibrahim, and Musa, and Isa, and Dawood, and Suleiman, and Ayyub, and Yusuf, all of them, they race to be beneath the banner of Muhammad. His mention preceded Adam and Isa, and he is a master from the lineage of Ibrahim, from his son Ismail. Every morning, today, everyone cries out your mention, meaning on the day of rising, prophets, awliya, angels, pious, martyrs, even the disbelievers. Allah said the wrongdoer will bite his hand, saying, if only I had taken a path along with the messenger. Everyone will know the station and the degree of this prophet with that divine. Allah did not place anyone before that prophet and did not make anyone reach his station, his degree. Not an angel, a prophet, a mankind, a jinnkind. None of the first and none of the last. So he truly deserves to say, I am the most noble of the first and the last to Allah, the most dear of the first and the last to Allah. And that is not boasting. On the day of rising, may Allah unite us beneath his banner. May Allah make us congregate beneath his banner. And may Allah make us respond well to his call in this dunya. If we respond to his call here, we'll congregate beneath his banner. That is a heart response. He said, when you respond, you will melt. Your desires will melt. Your caprice will melt. Following him, you'll know following him is more appropriate for me, is better for me, is more noble for me. And also through the love of my Lord. And and is did Allah promise love for anything other than following Him? And the one who obeys Him obeys Allah, and the one who disobeys Him disobeys Allah. And teach your families how to respond to this call. We were not created in this world as followers of fashions or ideologies or any of these fleeting thoughts. They bring us every moment, they bring us a different ideology, of different types of dress, a different path. He said, what is the source of these things? Allah created us to follow Muhammad, to obey the Prophet Muhammad, to emulate the Prophet Muhammad. Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barak alayhi wa ala. Stir in them the motivation, the inclinations to follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are in the month of sending blessings upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Do not let Ramadan come until there are thousands of blessings sent upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that you place in your treasure chest in accordance to the blessings you send, the salat you send upon him will be your nearness to him. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, indeed, the nearest of people to me on the day of rising will be, or the most deserving of people of me on the day of rising will be those who send blessings upon me most. So fill your homes with blessings upon the Prophet and stir in the hearts of your families and your children. Stir sending blessings upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and teach them that in the likes of this month, the reverse was revealed. Indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings and salat upon the Prophet Muhammad to the end of the verse. Oh, my Lord, send blessings upon him in peace, as well as the prophets and the messengers and angels brought near and the pious from your slaves, and upon us with them and among them. By your mercy, indeed, you are the most merciful of the merciful. Indeed, the nearest of people to me on the day of rising are those who sent the most blessings upon me. And do not let Ramadan enter, except that in your chest there are thousands of blessings upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported. This is a currency that there's nothing better than it. One accepted blessing sent upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is worth 10 blessings from Allah. And blessings from Allah, the salah from Allah, the heavens and the earth cannot compare to this. So what kind of a currency is this? So put this in your accounts and be certain that all of the currencies of the world will vanish and this currency will remain. Those who possess dollars on the surface of the earth, he said, if they have a small amount of these, of this currency, of the blessings on the Prophet, they will be in a state of remorse. This is a precious currency. One of these blessings on the Prophet equals 10 from Allah, and the blessings from Allah, the heavens and the earth cannot compare to them. One salah from Allah is greater than the heavens and the earth and everything in them. One of the scholars said, if we brought the deeds of the people, all of the pious deeds of the humanity until the end of the worlds and place them in one pan of the balance, and then we put one salah from Allah in the other pan of the balance, all of the deeds of all workers could not compare to the salah of Allah, Lord of the worlds. And for this one blessing sent upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, 10 salats from Allah are sent upon the one who sent that blessing. And prepare yourself from Sha'ban for this noble month of Ramadan by having a pure heart and truly turning to Ar-Rahman and having a connection to the Quran and sending plenty of blessings and peace upon the foremost of the children of Adnan. O Allah, make us firm on His path and give us a drink from His spring of Salsabil. And let us not depart from this gathering, nor anyone who hears us, except that our heart is connected to Him. We respond to His call, answering His call, a true answering, a certain answering, that what you said, and you are the most truthful of sayers, that He is closer to us or more deserving of us than ourselves. We don't put any desire before Him or any caprice, no one great or small before Him. And Ya Allah, give us to obey Him. And Allah, give us His love and nearness to Him and His pleasure with us. And O Allah, forgive our living and our dead with your vast forgiving, and alleviate the hardships of those in the east and the west, and alleviate their misfortunes and their hardships and calamities by your mercy, and you are the most merciful of the merciful.